It's big announcement time.
Drum roll, please.
We are going on tour.
Just, yay!
Northern News, live around the North.
Of course it's around the North.
We're not doing any Southern dates on this tour.
No way. We are going to the big ones, our big ones in the North. We're going Sheffield.
23rd of June.
We're going Hull.
26th of June.
We're going Leeds.
27th of June.
And we're rounding it off in Manchester.
On the 28th of June.
What a week.
Oh my God. We've done some live shows in Edinburgh and London. And we love them so much.
They're so much fun.
We do little fun headlines. There's slides. There's visuals.
Oh, it's brilliant. We can't wait to do it. And we can't wait to see you there. We'll see you in person. You'll see us in person.
You'll see our faces. You'll see whatever attempt at merch I've cobbled together in a shed.
So get your tickets now for the Northern News live tour at plosive.co.uk. That is plosive.co.uk.
We're going to get chunked out of our beans.
Let's do it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Northern News, a podcast with me, Ian Smith.
And me, Amy Gledhill. I'm from a lovely little place called Hull.
And I'm from the thinking man's Pontefract, Ghoul.
And we've been living in London, much to our family's shame, for too long.
So, we're going to be trawling the newspapers to find out all the stories we've missed from the North.
This is Northern News! Hello and welcome to Northern News!
Hello!
Ding, 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 ding. It's the January bell.
It's a January sale.
It's a January sale. What are you selling?
For every episode you listen to, you can listen to a previous episode for free.
Wowee!
So make sure you go back and listen to your favourite one from the past.
There you go. You can't say fairer than that. Mm.
Do you go mad on the January sales?
This year I went out on Boxing Day.
Oh.
Yeah. And Ian, I was looking at furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have moved,
yes.
And I don't have any furniture in what, the box I'm living in. And on Boxing Day, me and my mum went sofa and bed shopping.
Did you get a sofa and a bed?
No.
Oh.
But I tell you what I did do. I laid on a bed that I walked past and I laughed at it because I thought, what a stupid bed. It was huge and it's got a big TV in it, right? And I was like, get away. That's so stupid. And then as we was leaving the shop, as a laugh, I went, I'm going to lay on that bed. And I laid on it and I went, oh no. My mum went, what? And I said, I love it.
Oh.
She went, do you really love it? And I said, I love it. I love it more than anything I've ever loved before.
You get in a bed with a TV in it?
Well, I nearly bought it there and then, Ian, right? Because I thought, this is it. This is the only bed I ever want. But it's massive.
And my room's where is not... the TV?
The TV's in the bottom of the bed and you press a remote and the TV comes out of the bottom of the bed. It's got surround sound speakers in the headboard.
It's, like
it's
someone...
a bachelor's paradise.
Yeah, like you've made your money in the porn industry.
Exactly.
I made loads of money in pornos and now I've got a TV that comes out of my bed.
Well, it was incredible, right? And I was like, right, I want this bed so much.
Mm.
But it is really big. And then luckily, even while I was chatting to the saleswoman, I went, I'm not doing it because I just need to check it fits in my room. I went home. Lo and behold, if I had have bought the bed, I would not have been able to open my wardrobe doors. So I did not go for that bed. But
yeah.
I tell you what I did do. A couple of days later, couldn't sleep, 4 a.m, bought a similar bed that fits in the room.
With
I've
a
got
TV.
A bachelor bed with a TV.
We're going to struggle to get you in the studio.
You will never see me.
You're just going to be
again.
Watching TV in bed.
I know. But
you don't need another room.
It's not being delivered on Saturday. I can't wait.
That's exciting. Can you not get one with like an air fryer or a kitchen attachment as well?
I'd like it to have drawers. Oh God, a drawer one side for crisps. Mm. Just dip your hand in crisps. Draw out the other side. Go for a wee.
Would you? I don't know. If there was a toilet bed.
Yeah. A toilet bed. Carry on.
I don't know how it would work. But do you reckon you'd be happy with that? Or do you reckon a bit of you'd be like, me poo's underneath me.
Oh.
As I'm trying to sleep.
I wouldn't like to sleep on poo. If I'm honest, I hope this doesn't come as a shock.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to sleep on poo, Ian.
Well, someone's got very up their own arse.
Quite the opposite, yeah. I think you'll find.
Won't you even sleep on your own poo?
Would you sleep on your own poo if the bed had a TV?
Yes. I've thought about it, and yes.
I wouldn't mind sleeping on sort of, you know, a bit of piss, like a piss bag.
Yeah.
Like if there was a way, you get in bed, you press the remote, the TV comes up, you press another thing, a thing attaches to your bladder.
Yeah.
And just can take the wee away.
Well, that is a thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's some people.
But that's more of a medical thing. Whereas I'm just saying as like a lazy thing.
But I think 2024, let's make medical things non-medical. I want a colostomy bag. There's nothing wrong with you, Ian. I want a colostomy bag. And that's what the private health service is there for.
The tight-fisted NHS won't give you a colostomy bag for no reason. You got to go private. But this is the year we all do it.
The country's on its knees.
It's new knees, new metal knees. That's what I'm getting. Bionic knees.
Metal knees.
Colostomy bag, piss bag. Is that the same thing? No.
I don't know.
This isn't how I wanted to start the episode, but that's what I've been up to this week. I've bought a TV bed, yeah. Mm. I think, is that a midlife crisis? It's not a midlife crisis.
I was thinking about that a while ago, thinking about midlife crisis. And come 35, I thought I'm too young for a midlife crisis.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, oh, it's quarter life crisis.
Oh, I see.
But then that would be 140 I'd have to be. So then thinking a third, if I have a crisis, it's a third life crisis. But 105 is pretty steep.
Well,
so I reckon I'm middle age.
Yeah, I'm going to say 70 is good innings.
Fucking hell, I've lived half my life.
Yeah, but hasn't it been long?
Yeah, but I've got...
You can't even remember when you were four. It's so long ago.
Mm.
Life is the longest thing you'll ever know.
Do you reckon when I'm 70, I won't remember being 35?
Yeah, definitely.
I'll be saying to you on the pod, I remember when you got that TV bed and you'd be like, huh? No one's listening to podcasts anymore.
No,
our holograms are being projected in people's rooms.
I'll still be in my TV bed doing this via Skype, doing the pod via Skype from the bed. Just, I haven't left.
All and your muscles have worn away.
My muscles have worn away. My skin has grown into the bed and I'm just a bed woman.
Yeah.
Welcome to the pod.
Can't
Ian,
wait for that.
What have you been up to this week?
Well, I want to talk. I had a swim in the sea.
Did you?
And it was horrid. I felt incredible afterwards, but the build-up, I was just like, fucking hell, that looks shit. It looks so cold.
Whereabouts did you do it?
Rye, Camber Sands. We got to the beach and there was loads of cars in the car park.
Donkey.
No one else is in the water. So that made me feel like what I was about to do was stupid.
Yeah.
But a group of us got in. I thought my
wet
feet
suits,
were going to fall off.
Shorts?
All our suits were wet.
What do you go outdoor swimming in?
Well, I thought to myself, and none of this helped, but I don't have a wetsuit, so I'm just shorts.
Yeah.
But I popped my socks on. I kept my socks on.
Clever.
Because I thought that'll keep my feet warm.
Right, sure.
But as soon as the water gets in your socks, they're immediately cold.
And heavy.
Yep.
Weighing you down.
But I thought I could run into the sea quicker with socks on. Bit of padding on your feet.
Yes.
You're not going, oh.
The pebbles.
And yeah. Well, I'll tell you the problem with Camber Sands. It's a flat old beach.
Oh, is it?
So as soon as you get your feet in the wet, you could walk a fucking mile and then you're up to your ankles.
Oh, no.
Another mile up to your knees. So the cold, you just want to get in, you just want to get your chest in. It's taking fucking ages.
Oh, really?
I walked past a ship. So just
a
my feet
ship?
Were cold.
Not a boat, a ship.
Like, a goods vessel.
Did you really?
Yes.
Well, that must have been in very shallow.
Oh, it was, I mean, it was not in a good state.
Right.
It was
okay,
grounded. And the crew weren't there. It was a ghost ship.
The The Mary Celeste.
Yes. I walked past the Mary Celeste with my cold feet. But no, I can't recommend it enough, Amy.
Really?
For the invigorate afterwards, I felt euphoric.
Did you really?
Yeah, for about 5 minutes and it wears off.
But when you're coming out of, when does the euphoria hit? Because I imagine you're going in, it's horrible. You're walking, it's horrible. Then you're in it and you're like, I don't really think I'm enjoying this, but it's sort of exciting.
Yeah.
Then you're coming out and you're wet and you're cold.
No, you just feel warm because you're out of the cold
and
into the air. You're like, have I been transported to St. Lucia? Is this Trinidad or Tobago? Yeah, it feels quite warm.
Oh, okay.
And then you have a little egg, maybe, for your breakfast.
An egg.
Scramble it up. Put it on some bread. You've all had your eggs. You have them how you like.
Wow. Just ending it there, right?
Well, you know what I mean?
Move on.
What's the podcast about, really? It's not fucking egg news.
You're right. You are very right.
Up north. Amy?
Yeah?
What's been happening in the north?
Let me tell you, I've got a lovely little story here from the Lancaster Guardian. And it's a very brief story, but the headline really piqued my interest. Oh. How do you spell piqued?
P-E-A-K-E-D.
Just like a mountain peak.
But is
peaked.
That in this
It's not P-E-A-K. Peak.
Oh, no!
Oh.
Oh, wow! What a curveball!
What is it?
There's a fucking Q in it!
Shut up.
P-I-Q-U-E-D.
I can't believe I used such a brilliant word in my sentence.
Yeah.
I just used a word with a Q in it. How often do you do that?
Fucking hell. Quite often.
Quite quoften. So this really piqued my interest.
Mm-hmm.
The headline is Lancaster Football Club baffled by, you want to have a little guess? They're baffled. And you would be.
Dog on the pitch.
No, but it is something to do with the pitch.
The pitch has gone missing. There's no
it's
grass
not David
anymore.
Copperfield.
All the lines have gone.
No.
No nets.
No. One more guess.
Advertising hoarding is all for a company that doesn't exist. And everyone's like, what?
That would be so cool.
Everyone's like, what's this company?
Oh my God, like a conspiracy.
Yeah.
The headline, I believe they call it in the biz, is Lancaster Football Club baffled by mystery of man who keeps digging a hole in their field.
That's funny. I think it's funny. I like football, but digging a big hole in a football pitch is funny.
Hilarious.
It really ruins a game.
Hilarious. A mystery man has consistently been digging a hole in the Stories FC field in Lancaster, and nobody knows who it is. And the end of the article is really like, oh, we have no description of the gentleman, so please be vigilant and do let us know if you see him. We have reported it to both the council and the police, but we just don't know.
Oh.
It's a mystery man.
Can I say, though?
Yeah.
They've got no description, have they?
They've got no description of who the gentleman, and they keep referring to it as the gentleman.
The gentleman. Maybe if you've got no description, it could be a gentlewoman.
It could be anyone. It could be
a fox.
You're
looking in the wrong fucking direction. Could be a fox. Could be a mole. What if they've just got moles?
One massive mole. Imagine if they've got a massive, like the biggest mole the world has ever seen.
Oh, God. What
luck. And they're like, bloody hell, this gentleman. Also, even if you're deciding this person is male, I would never describe someone digging a naughty hole as a gentleman.
No.
Not arsehole, in a million years.
I'd say.
An arsehole.
We're looking for an arsehole. Then you read that, could be a man or a woman.
There you go.
70% man, probably.
Yeah, probably.
The arsehole community. How big of the hole are we talking? Does it have any pictures?
They've got one aerial shot and you can't see the hole, but they've put a circle around where the hole is.
Oh.
I'm going to give it a guess here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say, if you put your fingertips together and put your arms in front of you.
Oh, that is quite a big hole.
Yeah. Especially if you've got big arms.
I guess what I would do is I'd just accept we've got a hole digger.
Yeah.
We've got a hole digger.
Ain't saying she's a hole digger.
But she ain't messing.
Don't.
She's messing with Lancashire Football Club. But you just thought I'd have a mound of dirt
nearby. Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, hole in the pitch, is it? fill it up with dirt, compact it in, like that.
Yeah.
I play football.
Yeah, but I'm sure that's what they're doing. I don't think they're just going, there's a hole in the pitch. What on earth do we do now? I guess we just leave it in it. I think they're filling it up. I think they're doing their best. But he's coming back. Or she or they are coming back and they're digging some more. This asshole will not quit.
Are they digging the hole and then taking their dirt with them?
Oh, I don't know.
Because if they're digging the hole, I'd look around and be like, where's that dirt? And just put the hole back in the hole.
Yeah.
It's like that game we play as a kid where you got to get the circle through the circle hole. The triangle through the, I was trying to get it through the square hole. I only got as far as the first bit of that game.
I think you could get a triangle through the square hole.
Yeah.
That's deep. Welcome to the ep.
I think we should just end it there.
Take a few minutes, just take a deep breath and really think about what we're saying.
You can achieve anything.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I hope they find the hole digger.
Yeah, me too. Well, or do I? I think it's a little bit of a cheeky thing. Mm. Or if it's a big mole, I want to know and we'll revisit the story. Yeah.
Let us know.
If it's a man-sized mole.
If you've seen a man-sized mole.
In the Lancaster area.
I think that's just going to be a man, isn't it? Yeah. It could be a man who lives underground who can't see.
I think it'd be like the guy from The Simpsons who looks a bit like a mole.
Yeah.
The older guy.
Hans Moleman. is that his name? I'm pretty sure that's his name.
Is that the man
who looks like a mole. You're like, what's his name? It's a Hans Moleman.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Great.
What's that superhero who's been bitten by a spider? He's a man.
Hey, up, cock.
Ian, what have you brought to the table, please?
Well, my story is, the headline is a question, and it's from November the 29th, 2023, and I believe that these aren't available anymore. So it's a redundant question. But the question is...
Please.
Would you pay £150 for a Yorkshire Tea-themed PS5 or Xbox controller?
Sorry, what?
I'll say it again.
Please.
Yorkshire Tea, they've released Xbox and PlayStation 5 controllers that are Yorkshire Tea-themed.
And like they're official merchandise. £150.
Yeah. But look at these controllers. They look quite nice.
Oh, they are brilliant, actually. Oh, they're brilliant. Tea. Do you know what they remind me of? Emmerdale.
Yes.
Emmerdale Farm.
I don't know whether they'd take away, though, from, like, because they've got that vibe.
Yeah.
You're playing, like, Grand Theft Auto.
Cop.
The Last of Us, a shooting game. But you're looking at you out the corner of your peepers, you got the Yorkshire Tea logo. You just be thinking, Yeah, I don't know if they suit, but...
Is that the theme tune to Emmerdale?
I think so.
I watched EastEnders at Christmas with my mum, and I don't really watch it. And it's like a bloody... It's like a thriller.
Oh, they've got a big murder thing going on.
It's a Danny DeVito thriller. Robert De Niro.
Ooh.
It's like a Danny DeVito thriller, Ian. It's murder, murder, murder. Who's going to murder them?
People.
Who's going to murder them? They're going to murder. Oh, they've been sexually assaulted. They're doing something else illegal. They're stalking. It's absolutely horrendous.
But Christmas
I feel like the writers
brutal,
are going, how do we put as much misery as possible onto these families?
They've boxed themselves into a corner of the Christmas episode has to be mad and miserable and dramatic.
Yeah.
That I do think they're just trying to one-up themselves.
Yeah.
So next Christmas, like, let's kill them all off.
Let's kill every single one of
every
them.
Every last one of them. And then we're going to have Grant Mitchell come back. He comes out of the ground. He just like burrows through the ground.
Like a Hans Moleman.
Like the Hans Moleman.
Yeah.
And he just goes, what's going on here? Boom. Boom.
Boom. Boom.
Just
bum,
ends
bum,
with
bum,
him going, what's going on here?
Everybody is murdering everybody else. Yeah. Fine.
Anyway, do you want a controller?
Yeah, I do. I'd like a controller. But can I ask, how much is a controller non-branded? What is the markup price on these controllers?
£56.
It's £100 markup.
It's £100 more.
Yeah,
an actual proper Yorkshire Tea wireless controller. Soft touch finish.
Ooh.
Custom controller bonus set. But
I'm not saying it's not nice, but is it?
They're all sold out.
Shut up.
Sweet Lord. Sold out, sold out. You can still buy a teapot. Oh, they're not quite ready yet. What? Yorkshire Tea are like, oh, sorry, our teapots aren't quite ready yet.
What? Are they new teapots?
The merch section at Yorkshire Tea. is controllers that are sold out.
Yeah.
The travel tin to keep your brews in.
Yeah.
£9, plenty of them in stock. And then a teapot and a mug, and it just says not quite ready yet on them.
God.
Fucking hell, Yorkshire tea. Jesus wow. Christ.
Wow. But if you are listening, do definitely sponsor us.
I'd love a sponsor. Can I tell you what they say, reading the description of the controllers?
Yeah.
And the Metro says it does seem like those involved are aware of how absurd all this is. Mm-hmm. Picture the scene. You're facing down a boss with three heads and a hammer as big as a truck, and with nothing but a rusty sword you looted from a guard.
And gulping. Then you go home and play on your PlayStation. Go on.
It says, gulping, you look down at the controller in your hands, wondering if victory is even possible, and you see it, the reassuring branding of your favourite tea. Yes, you say to yourself, I can do this.
I feel quite inspired, actually, and I don't drink tea or have a PlayStation, and I'm ready.
Yeah.
I can do this.
I really want... Oh, it comes in a fancy box. Yeah, it's the sort of thing I would consider buying. But yeah. £150 a lot. I want a PlayStation 5 because I want the new Grand Theft Auto when it comes out. That means I've got a year to save up.
I'd get the PlayStation 5 first.
Before the controller?
Yeah.
I reckon some people have not done that.
Yeah.
Because I reckon these will be on eBay for a pretty penny.
No way.
£250 they're on eBay for now. Cheeky little markup. What a cheeky little eBayer. £500?
Oh, wow.
Rare controller variant. Fucking hell. People are mad for controllers. Quid.
And you need two.
Yeah.
If you want to play against people.
That's £1,000.
What? What?
Fucking hell.
I tell you what I do like, the Yorkshire Soap Company. I got a lot of that for Christmas.
Oh, really?
And there's a lot of stuff. And I do feel a bit of a cliche, but... Par exemple, last night I got a bath in Yorkshire Lass bath foam. You can't argue with that.
Bath foam made from Yorkshire lasses.
Ground them up, add a bit of spice, little bit of rose petal.
Yeah.
Bit of fizzy pop, chuck it in your bath. Also, I got a bath bomb. The bath bomb in, left it. It was a luxury bath bomb. I walked away. When I came back, there's obviously no bubbles in the bath. And there was a spider in the bath. And I was like, what?
It came in the bath bomb?
No, but it wasn't a spider. It turns out it's like a little acorn thing that looks like a spider.
Oh.
It's meant to be like a beautiful thing. Like, oh, look, nature. I thought there was a massive spider in the bath. And I nearly had to move house again.
Fucking hell.
It's pissing it down. Hello, everyone. Just jumping on here to say, if you're enjoying yourself...
Just jumping on to my own podcast.
If you're having a lovely time right now and you're enjoying yourself, and I really hope you are, because we are, we'd love you to join our Patreon.
Yeah, Patreon or Apple Subs.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts for less than the price of a coffee.
It does.
And people always say, I need to cut caffeine out of my life.
Exactly.
£2.50 a month.
That's one coffee less in the entire month. And you get spicier content. You get, if I'm honest, quite weird content sometimes.
It sometimes feels like we've had too much coffee ourselves.
And you get discounts, you get to learn about live shows quicker.
Yeah.
All sorts of good stuff. But mainly you get to support the podcast and help us to carry on making it.
If you guys join our Patreon, we can vow 100% that we'll be making this podcast in 2053.
Tip Podcasts.
Now it's time for our special guest, Laura Davis, who comes from Perth, Australia, ranked as one of the world's most livable cities. Laura, did you find Perth to be livable? Did you live?
I mean, if you look at the shark attack rates, it's, you know, counter constructive there.
Yeah.
I think Perth is lovely. It's a very beautiful city. I think if you want to do anything else, sometimes you have to get out of there. If you just want to live, then it's really great.
But you don't live there anymore, is that right?
No, I live in Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Yeah.
What made you choose Edinburgh?
Look, I lived in London for a little while and I enjoyed it, but I quite often say that the UK is sort of its own barometer of how much I enjoy being in the UK.
Okay.
I really love Scotland and I really like the north of England, and then I really enjoy being in Manchester. And then if we continue down, like if I'm in Bournemouth, I'm quite happy to keep going, to be honest.
Nice. That makes makes sense. What other similarities are there between Scottish culture and Australian culture?
I think that they're quite a similar parallel, just in terms of vibe, but it's got that same sort of, you know, we're tougher than the English.
Yes, okay, fine. So you can unite in hatred of the English. Great.
I found the tray bake selection to be very similar in Scotland and Australia. Like the kind of biscuits, caramel shortbreads get a lot in
like
Australia.
Like a flapjack.
Yeah.
That's my observation.
Well done, Ian.
About Australia.
It's a belter. Do you have any stories for us, Laura, that you'd like to share?
I have a news story. It's not from Perth, because I looked at the news from Perth and it was very shark based.
Is it really?
It really is. And there's only one newspaper that circulates within Perth. And I really think probably at least once a week, twice a week.
You're joking.
I think it's a shark based headline. I think because they sell as well. It's that little bit of sensationalism with some, you know, very wonky sort of shark-based headlines. I used to have a joke about how Australian accents, we say shark with a really drawn-out A sound because that's how we measure out how big we think the shark was.
Shark!
And the newspaper actually, took that and made it a headline.
Really?
One headline was just the word shark on the front page of the newspaper with like 9 A's in it.
Oh, that's a big one.
I just think if there was headlines all the time about sharks in Hull, I think people would stop going in the sea.
Yeah.
At least to the aquarium.
Yeah, exactly. You know your Hull, we've got a good aquarium. And there are sharks in there.
Oh, no, I know my aquariums. That's all I know about.
What is this story that you've got for us from the non-Perth world?
Yeah.
I have one from Melbourne, which is where I lived for 5-6 years. I consider myself fairly naturalised. And Melbourne is a real food city, but it also has a sort of gangland underbelly, which has been made quite infamous. And there's something that's really tickling me at the moment. There is a spate of ice creamery bombings going on in Melbourne. Yeah, one frozen yogurt and ice cream shop was firebombed twice in 24 hours. They're only firebombing them in the wee hours of the morning, you know, when nobody's on the premises. It's more they're out to get the ice cream more than the people.
Oh.
And another one just got firebombed and they're trying to connect a couple of other, this ruthless gelato warfare that is going on.
So do you think this is like rival ice creameries, or is it
that,
like,
that is the leading theory that police have?
No way.
Is it some sort of, you know, competitors, or there's some criminal sort of gangs involved and the ice cream is just a front?
Oh, wow. Yeah. What a front. I think that's the front I'd pick.
If you're a gangster.
Yeah, it wouldn't be like a nail salon or anything. It'd be gelato.
Yeah.
It's got to be, hasn't it? If you get bored, have a scoop.
You can have a van. Good for a getaway.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Playing the music. Everyone can track you down.
It doesn't really go past 40 miles per hour.
Where have the criminals gone?
Real giveaway.
Could be a disgruntled customer.
Yeah. Or maybe someone with a van who's like, well, if I firebomb all of the bricks and mortar stores, I'll be able to take in all the profits.
Yeah.
Or someone who's lactose intolerant.
Absolutely.
And hates the industry as a whole.
Really intolerant, actually.
Wow.
Can't even be near. Can't even have ice cream in the city.
Gosh.
The entire country is on fire most of the time. It's sort of the perfect alibi, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you know what I do really like about living in Scotland is taking my time eating an ice cream cone. I don't get to do that in Perth. The mortifying walk when you go and pick up ice cream and you have to get it back to the people you're buying it for. Yeah. And perhaps you're carrying two cones, perhaps three, and it is running down up to your elbows, into the sleeves, you know, through to the armpit if you're unlucky. When you have to go in the sea, or we have public showers by the beach. Some of it is just for ice cream, I think.
That's the shark attacks. It's people have got ice cream in their armpits. They've gone, I'll just nip in the sea. The sharks have gone, is that mint choc chip? Absolutely.
The sharks are there, but we're too sticky. Yeah. We have no choice.
Yeah. Laura, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Lovely to chat.
What does 2024 have in store for you?
And I'm starting up a new political comedy night at The Stand called The Edit. So that's going to run monthly.
Oh, well, that sounds brilliant. So is that going to be a monthly thing then at The Stand?
Yes, towards the end of the month. So the first one is on the 24th of this month.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Laura. Lovely to speak to you. And thank you so much for doing it. Have a lovely day.
Thank you. See ya.
Bye. Bye, 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 bye. Bye.
That's my gravy, you daft sod.
What's gone on in Hull?
Well, there's been an arrest.
Yes.
Arrest made after reports man was, and then this is in brackets, trying car door handles. Trying. He was just trying them. He was just trying the car door handles.
To be fair, if someone's left the car door open, that's on them. He's just trying them out.
He's just trying them. Man has been arrested in Hull following multiple reports. Mm. So many people have seen this. They've not gone out and said, like, what are you doing? I wouldn't, to be fair.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have rang up and said, you've got to get down here. There's a man here and he's trying car door handles.
Can I say?
Please.
Say I'm this guy's lawyer.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what crime has my client committed? Has he stolen a car? No. He's been trying the handles, has he? Oh, lock him up. This guy's he's been trying the handles. None of the handles have been open, have they? So what's your problem? Let him try the handles.
Maybe he's part of Neighbourhood Watch and he's just going round. Like, before I go to sleep, even though I know it is, I'll just go and just check the doors locked.
Yeah, I do
just
that.
Try my handle.
Yeah.
Sending me to prison?
I do that. You're the same as this guy.
Send me to prison?
If I was his lawyer, I'd bring you in as a witness and be like, what's she got to do with anything? Tell him what you do before you go to bed.
Hello, my lad. Before I go to bed, I do try my handle.
Oh, should we lock her up as well? I look the jury in their eyes. Do you want to lock this woman up? Who else in this room tries their handle?
I put it to you, everyone in this room at some point in their life has tried their handles. Well, do you know what? He's not been tried for car theft.
He hasn't been tried.
Do you know what the crime is?
Oh, God.
The 30-year-old man was arrested on, suspicion of interference with a motor vehicle.
What, the handle?
It's interfering with it.
If he was playing about with an exhaust or a brake wire.
Yeah.
Be like, he's had a go on my handles a few times. Shut up.
So you're on this guy's side. Why not?
Yeah. Was it saying any more about what's this guy said about himself?
He has not been asked to comment on this whole Daily Mail article. Purely police saying, if you wish to remain anonymous, you can call Crime Stoppers. You know, if you have any information about this.
Come on.
And they are appealing to anyone who has information or has CCTV or dash cam footage that may assist with our inquiries.
Well, you want a video of him trying and failing to open a door?
Yeah, big time. I think it is tricky, though, because obviously, well, not obviously, but I would say he's trying to commit a crime.
Yeah.
If you walked into the room later and I had your rucksack and I was unzipping it, and you were like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm just trying to zip.
Now,
you'd be like,
let me put this to you, Amy.
Here we go.
You've unzipped it.
Yeah.
This guy has tried a door handle, but the door hasn't opened. If you were just
playing with a zip.
If my zip was jammed and it wasn't opening at all, that's the same as this guy. You've opened the zip.
Right.
The bag's open now. He's never had an open car.
But what if one of the cars had been unlocked?
But it hasn't. there used to be told this thing in philosophy class.
Oh, yeah.
That you could say, if I throw a ball up in the air,
yeah,
what's going to happen to the ball? People are like, oh, it's going to like fall back down on the terminal. And be like, but like, what are you basing that off on? You're basing it because every other time in the past, or yeah, someone's thrown up a ball, all you need is for one time for it to miraculously float in the air. That just the evidence that it's happened before doesn't mean that every time something happens in the future will happen again. So you could say just because other thieves have tried to get into cars by having a look at the handle, doesn't mean he's doing that. Doesn't mean that if the door opened, he would have arrested, he would have gone in. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, Amy? Trying to get into law.
I can tell and I love it.
Just because the door opened, you can't put a little thing in your head and be, oh, the door opened, he'd have got in there and nicked it. Would he? Off what evidence?
Do you know what? I hope this guy gets released and I hope he comes around to your flat and tries all your handles. Yeah, and you're going, it's fine, you're not doing anything.
And I'm like, why was this man not arrested earlier? He's clearly trying to get in stuff. He's got the horn for handles. He's got the handle horn.
He's got the handle.
He's got the handle.
Panhandle. Anyway, there we go. So that's what's been happening in Hull. There's been a man trying handles.
£6 for a pint.
Ian, what's happening in Goal?
Big news. Officers seize 15 kilograms of pork. And it's not even a lot of pork. 15 kilograms of pork. So I've got two 10 kilogram weights that I use sometimes. Oh, yeah. I'm doing a bit of exercising. Yeah. It's less pork than that.
Wow.
But I guess pork, yeah, probably a decent amount of pork. I don't know.
15 kilograms, how many pounds is that?
Let's just put kilogram to stones, because I know roughly what stones are. So 15 kilograms is 2.3 stone.
Yeah, so maybe like a big leg.
I think that's 1/6 of me. It's not a lot of pork. But they've seized it.
Right.
Due to swine fever fears.
Oh, okay.
So officers from the Hull and Goole Port Health Authority seized goods, including sausages.
Oh, no.
I've got to say, these sausages don't look right. There's a picture of these sausages. Oh, my. I can't stop looking at these sausages. They're all sorts of colours. They're yellowy, mustardy colours.
If you're thinking, what sort of colour is it? It's the colour of a weak chicken korma.
Yeah, and they're all different.
Densities are different.
There's like a hot dog sausage. There's one that looks like the packaging is mushing it all up. It's all mush.
Yeah.
There's a rock hard, dark purple one.
They do, and I suppose all sausages do in a way. Well, no, they don't before they're cooked, but it does look like somebody's sort of done various poos into bits of cling film.
Yeah.
If I may offer and
it could be that. It's unregulated pork, which could just be a code word for shit. That's what some people say. I've just dropped some unregulated pork off at the docks.
God! That's don't go in there. Some unregulated pork's just been seized, if you know what I mean.
Oh, no.
About 15 kilograms.
A leg's worth. Poses no threat to human health, but it can kill pigs.
Oh, no, not pigs.
I know.
Wait,
some joint forces.
Pig coming in.
They're stopping unregulated pork products.
Unregulated pork product coming in because they're worried that it will kill pigs.
Yeah, who I imagine
will likely become pork.
If the sausages have got a bit of swine and fever in them and they don't harm humans, let us chow down on those horrible-looking sausages.
It?
I wouldn't eat any of the ones in that picture. They all look disgusting in different ways.
If you went to a restaurant and there was a lovely sausage and it was, you know, like a really posh restaurant, and they were like, no
completely
risk
safe
to your,
for
it's
human.
Completely safe.
Yeah.
You'd eat
them.
It.
If they're like, it's completely safe.
I wouldn't eat it.
I've eaten an ant.
Ant?
I've had ants before.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Why?
Just for a bit of a meal.
Where?
Australia.
Oh.
Quick conversation.
Big ants.
No, little ants.
Like big as a raisin. How big is How big are their
Maybe
abs?
Maybe the length of a raisin, but not the width
so
of a raisin.
Smaller than a raisin.
Maybe, yeah.
And it, what is it? Crunchy?
No, they're sort of, it's like having little, when you have like a lime and it's made up of like little pods of like juice. It's like that. They've got a citrusy flavour.
Oh, that's horrible.
They've got a citrus flavour, but it's not very nice actually when you think about it. But the way they get the citrus flavour, we're told by the guy at the restaurant, is like, we rile them up a bit. We piss them off, and that makes them, like, the anger and the defensive pheromone or whatever tastes quite citrusy, and then they kind of freeze them quickly, so they're kind of knocked out, and then you eat them.
What, so they're not killed?
I don't know, actually. I think, yeah, apparently they're just knocked out.
What if they come back to life in your stomach then?
Don't care.
What?
Don't care.
You've got a pissed off ant waking up in your stomach going, what the fuck was that about?
I'm still angry about this.
I'm going to kick off.
I'm going to eat my way out of this stomach lining.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Let it be a lesson to you. If you're trying to get illegal pork into Hull and Ghoul docks,
you got to get up pretty early in the morning to fool them guys.
Yeah. You got to have some pretty ugly looking sausages.
Yeah. I think probably before 9 a.m. you could probably get stuff through there.
No one's up before 9.
No one's getting up early.
If you're doing your crimes, do them at 6 to 8 a.m. No one's up.
No one's up. No one's up. There we go. Little bit of advice for you at the end there.
Thank you for listening.
Have a try of your handles. Yeah.
Quickly in your house.
Is the door locked? If you listen to this, go check the door's locked. And then report yourself to the police.
That's going to make everyone feel comfortable listening to the podcast. Make sure your door's locked.
Especially if they're on the way
to commute.
Work.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God.
Hey, guys, did you turn your oven off?
Don't do it. Your straighteners are definitely on there.
Have you fed your cat?
Oh, man. That window's open.
Have you pissed yourself?
Get a colostomy bag. There we go. Full bloody circle.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. Of course, don't forget to join our Patreon. It's the new year. Let's get involved
new
in
year,
Patreon this year.
New you. It's a bargain.
It is a bargain, actually.
I think it starts. I can't remember how much. It's something like two. They're like £2 to £5 a month.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even miss it.
I can't even work out how many Patreon months that you could get for the price of one PlayStation Yorkshire Tea controller.
Oh, well, 150 divided by 5. Divided by 10 would be 15.
So
divided
30.
By 5 is 30. 30 months! That's
30
over 4
months.
Years!
4 years!
4. Let's round it up to 5 years.
Or if you're putting it on eBay, it's about
ten years.
It's 10 years worth.
So sell your controller and get yourself over to Patreon for more juicy goss.
Lovely stuff. And thank you to our very special guest, Laura Davis.
Go check them out. They've got a monthly show at The Stand, political show.
It's called The Edit.
I love politics, but I love it a lot more when it's funny.
Me too. You've got to, haven't you?
Yeah. But do check them out live. They're very funny.
Very funny. And we'll see you again next time. Thank you so much for listening.
Goodbye.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.
Hello, everyone. It's Ian Smith here from Northern News, the podcast you are currently listening to. And I'm here to tell you that I'm recording my multi-award-nominated solo show, Crushing, on Tuesday, the 4th of June at the Pleasance Theatre in London. But I'd love to see some Northern News listeners there. We're recording this show. It's going to live online forever. So the more supportive a crowd, the better. Hope to see you there.